percent include video it equals ZZAR underscore PWAZQY, provider equals YouTube, percent. Millions took to the streets. Even Utah showed up. Over the weekend, something wild happened. Americans actually gave a damn. April 5th saw over 1,200, hands-off, protests erupt in every single U.S. state, including red strongholds like Kentucky and Utah. Yes, even Utah cracked open a can of resistance. Thousands hit the streets from New York City to Des Moines to Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. In Charlotte, it was moms, Medicaid advocates, and LGBTQ researchers. In Denver, it was veterans and immigrant rights activists. And in Boston, nearly 100,000 showed up to say, hands off our democracy. This wasn't just national. Rallies spilled into Europe and Canada, making it clear this wasn't some fringe domestic tantrum. It was global, and the message was simple. Trump and Musk, take your fascist billionaire cosplay and shove it. If you're waiting for a right-wing counter-protest story, don't hold your breath. The MAGA crowd ghosted. Estimated protest turnout by city during April 5th, hands-off, demonstrations. Not just white liberals in pink hats. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Siri Hustvedt, at Sira Hustvedt, view this post on Instagram. A post shared by Idaho, 50501, at Idaho, 50501, view this post on Instagram. A post shared by Representative Anna V. Escamani, at Annafer, Florida, crowdshots from April 5th, hands-off, protests. Yes, it was real. The crowds were diverse, racially, generationally, politically. In D.C., the scene was a cross-section of America. Retirees, students, union members, immigrants. In Charlotte, a mom fighting for her disabled daughter's Medicaid stood next to a researcher whose LGBTQ counseling grant just got axed. In Portland, Kent Ford, co-founder of the Portland Black Panthers, took the mic. Was it perfect? No. Some black activists urged people to sit this one out, pointing out that black Americans too often take the hits while others get the headlines. Fair critique. But let's be clear. Civil rights groups helped organize these protests. Black voices were present, visible, and loud in places like St. Paul, Charlotte, and Denver. This wasn't a DNC-branded brunch march. This was working-class resistance, and everyone brought receipts. Protest crowd diversity by city, rated 0 to 10 based on participant mix and photo evidence. Trump's math. 5 million paid actors at $100 million each, full. While millions protested in the streets, Donald Trump fired off a tweet from whatever bunker he's been stewing in. The claim? That George Soros paid 5 million actors, not protesters, actors. $100 million each to stage the whole thing. Do the math. That's $500 trillion. For reference, global GDP is about $105 trillion. According to Trump, Soros personally bankrolled 5 Earth's worth of protest funding. Let's not mince words. This isn't misinformation. This is clinical-grade delusion. But here's the thing. Trump's not trying to be accurate. He's trying to delegitimize dissent. That's the playbook. Discredit, distract, disinform. Same reason Elon Musk jumped in with his tired, they don't even know why they're protesting, routine. When you're backed into a corner by reality, mocking the crowd is easier than answering them. And if you believe that tweet was real at first glance, that's the problem. It's satire. But it could have been real, and that says everything about the state of the GOP brainworm. What the media covered, and what it didn't. Mainstream outlets did technically cover the protests. AP, CBS, Al Jazeera. They ran the numbers, posted the pictures, gave you the basics. Thousands protest Trump policies, crowds rally for democracy, blah blah blah. What they didn't do was dig. They glossed over the scale. They ignored the fact that this was the biggest single-day protest of Trump's second term. They buried the rage, the desperation, the raw emotion that turned out people in Asheville, North Carolina and Frankfort, Kentucky, not exactly Berkeley. And they definitely didn't dwell on the fact that the Democratic Party wasn't behind this. This wasn't Biden's army. It was ordinary people, pissed off and organizing without permission. Meanwhile, independent outlets like World Socialist website in The Habesha reported what corporate media wouldn't, that this was multiracial, working class, and anti-authoritarian, not some DNC photo op. Local papers highlighted actual people with real stakes, disabled kids, canceled research, veterans sick of the power grab. This wasn't a blue versus red story. It was bottom versus top. And legacy media? They're still allergic to that framing. No tear gas, no cops in riot gear. Wonder why? For a protest that spanned all 50 states. Here's what's shocking. Almost no arrests. In D.C., Boston, Charlotte, Denver, and dozens of other cities, peaceful demonstrations. No smashed windows. No Antifa chaos. Just bodies, banners, and bullhorns. Police closed roads to help marches, not to kettle crowds. In Colorado Springs, cops didn't even bring backup. Contrast that with how authorities treat Black Lives Matter protests or any rally where someone says, "Free Palestine," too loud. So what changed? Maybe it's the demographics. Maybe it's the optics. Maybe the state only panics when it's poor people, Black people, or Palestinians demanding justice. Either way, it shows the system knows how to chill, when it wants to. But don't confuse calm with weakness. These crowds weren't quiet, they were disciplined. That's more dangerous to power than any broken Starbucks window. Trump can meme. The people can march. April 5th wasn't a blip. It was a warning. This country isn't sleepwalking anymore. People from every class, race, and zip code put their feet on the pavement to say hell no to authoritarian billionaires and government by Dogecoin. And Trump? He's tweeting fake math and calling everyone an actor. That's not power. That's panic. So keep mocking. Keep pretending it's all Soros and crisis actors and gender-neutral lattes. Because while he's playing QAnon Mad Libs on social media, the rest of the country is organizing. Without the Democrats, without permission, and without fear, this isn't the end. It's the dress rehearsal. Get ready for Act 2.